When you have your appendage taken out, what do you call that?
Appendicitis.
Did they ever used to call it anything else? Some kind of colic or something like that.
I don't remember. I had an uncle that almost died because his appendix ruptured. The gangrene set up.
Oh gosh.
That's a lost thing. I don't remember that. Ugh.
What do you say about somebody who might eat something that don't agree with them or something like that?
Give them a colic or indigestion.
Yeah. What if it makes them sick?
They upchuck or vomit. Nauseated.
Okay.
A long time ago, we used to say puke. That is kill me. Well, I thought that was such an ugly thing to say.
Well, they got different words for if somebody dies, too. You might have a polite way of saying it.
Someone said he passed on.
Yeah.
Someone said he's deceased.
And on the other
hand, a lot of them said the good ball of cotton. And one comment not long ago, and he was an old person in church. This person called and said, you know, Mr. Roy just passed on.
And sometimes people might have kind of crude ways of saying that too, you know. I mean,
ugly about it, yeah.
Kick bucket or something.
Yeah, I've heard that expression, you know, especially about a person that is maybe they haven't lived the best lives. And sometimes a person will say that even if a person has lived a good life, they, you know, just use it as a catty remark.
You ever hear people talk about some place being haunted or something?
Oh, Lord, yes.
What was haunting it?
We have a house over here now that they say is haunted. They said this couple lived in it and said, well, in the middle of the night, they would turn every light in the house out. And in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, the lights in the house were on. And all of a sudden, you'd see the rocking chair start rocking. There wouldn't be nobody at home. You'd hear somebody go up the steps. It was as fast. What they said was the reason it was haunted, this girl killed herself upstairs in the house, and the blood, well, they found that the blood had run down the steps. And you never get the blood up unless you sand it away, you know. And they say,
what do they say is in there?
The spirits of Jewel is there.
Spirits?
Yeah. So Jewel's spirits is there. She's what's haunting you.
Yeah. Oh. What about words for the devil? Yeah, people will call him all kind of different names.
Going to the devil, you want to torment?
You ever, sometimes you might tell your children if you don't, if you're not good, something's going to get you.
The devil's going to get you, yeah, they say. This man with the red horns and the red horns is gonna get you. Told my little niece yesterday and my granddaughter yesterday. She wanted to come into church and sit on the front pew, and I said, Hannah, you know you're tall, then you don't come up on the front seat. Well, I want to. I promise you I'll be good. I said, okay. You're gonna be good, all right. But I tell you, if you start cutting up, I will come down out of the choir, get you, and bring you up to the preacher. And he will introduce you as the little devil of the church. She sat there like a little lamb.
She didn't want that to happen. Oh, me. Well, I believe that's about it. So.
Well, I hope I have helped you some. I hope I haven't harmed you.
No.
I don't know an awful lot, but you know, like I said, I only finished the 11th grade, but still I believe in a lot of the old traditions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just to see, you know, how different people in different parts of the state. Yeah. And I'm going to some places in South Carolina and North Carolina too, you know, just how different people talk about different things and
what are you making
customs they have in languages. So that's why we're trying to find out different words for different people have. And stuff. So. Anyway. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to get out of my office, you know.
I enjoyed my granddaughter this